Chapter 19. Davidic backtracks on the 11th of September truth. It is quite likely that those reading this book will know of Davidic, a former BBC sports presenter, anchor, who had a kind of spiritual awakening in the early 1990s. Since then, he has written many books and done hundreds of talks and interviews around the world. He has been an inspiration to many and therefore has many fans. He has revealed much important and compelling information, for example, regarding the existence of a paedophile network which operates within power structures in the UK, and probably around the world. Ike was talking about this long before revelations in the mainstream media, which seem to have increased since 2010. I met David Ike in April 2008, by arrangement of a mutual friend, Justin Walker, and I spoke one-to-one with David Ike for about 2 hours. This was around the time Dr. Wood had first published the 9/11 related Hurricane Aaron information. I showed David Ike an outline of this on my laptop. I explained the energy connection to the events of 9/11 and his eyes lit up. In his next book Human Race Get Off Your Knees, published in 2010, on page 132 he writes, "I demolish the official story of 9/11 in my book, Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster. Why the official story 0F9/11 is a monumental lie, and there is a wealth of written and video information in the 9/11 research archive at my website, davidic.com. The Twin Towers were brought down by controlled demolition to ensure a maximum impact on the collective human psyche, preparing it for the solutions that were waiting to be unleashed. If anyone thinks none of this could happen, they should look at the Operation Northwoods documents that came to light in 2001, see the David Ike Guide to the Global Conspiracy." On page 135 he writes, "Silverstein also said that another World Trade Center tower, known as Building 7, was pulled, which is demolition parlance for a controlled demolition. Yet the official story is that the building fell because it was so damaged. Silverstein let the truth slip out, however, and has been desperately trying to explain away what he said ever since about how the WTC underwent controlled demolition. This is even more unusual, because in the earlier book he authored, that is Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, Why the Official Story of 9/11 is a Monumental Lie, published in 2002, on page 365 he writes, "Beam weapons? It is possible that charges were placed in the buildings at crucial points and exploded by remote control, but we should remember that the Illuminati are not working only with the technology we see in the public domain. They have access to their secret science, and the development of weapons and other technology that is far in advance of anything we see. One example is the energy particle or beam weapon that fires an invisible laser or sound wave so powerful it can turn a building to dust. It has been noted by a number of observers that debris was turning to dust as it fell through the air, and not only when it struck the ground. The television evangelist Dr. Robert Schuller said after visiting the site that there was not a single block of concrete in that rubble. Some 425,000 cubic yards of concrete disintegrated, most of it into immense clouds of dust. This is much closer to what actually happened, although somewhat inaccurate. Crucially, Ike does not point out that steel and other materials turned to dust, not just the concrete that he mentions." On page 366-7, Ike continues, "An eyewitness to the collapse told the American Free Press that as he stood two blocks from the World Trade Center he had seen a number of brief light sources being emitted from inside the building between floors 10 and 15. He saw about six of these brief flashes, accompanied by a crackling sound immediately before the tower collapsed. This may or may not be relevant. The American Free Press interviewed a German physicist who believes a laser beam weapon could have caused the collapse of the Twin Towers using infrared technology that was first developed in the Soviet Union. The physicist, whom the American Free Press does not name, was described as a former East German physicist who studied Soviet infrared technology and plasmoids during the 1960s and 1970s, and was directly involved in the demonstration of a Soviet laser beam weapon for the US Air Force in Weimar in 1991. He was quoted as saying there is evidence that a directed energy weapon using deep infrared radiation was used to bring down the World Trade Center. He said that in 1991 the GRU demonstrated for the US Air Force Electronic Security Command, AFESC, the capabilities of its infrared beam weapon by reducing a ceramic plate to dust from a distance of 1 mile. He said the demonstration was designed to show the US how a stealth bomber could be turned into dust in the same way. The plate had been turned into such fine dust, he said, that it was difficult to pick up with a vacuum cleaner. The plate was not destroyed suddenly as if hit by a bullet, rather it disintegrated in a process taking about 15 minutes. The physicist said that one of the transmitters involved in striking the World Trade Center with a beam weapon could have been located in a high building nearby or on a satellite, plane, or ship. So why did David Icke not make the connection to Dr. Wood's research more thoroughly? Why did he go backwards in 2010? For more than a year, David Icke's website was the only other site in the UK, apart from Richard D. Hall S133, and my site to list the WDTTG book for sale, yet he has never spoken, in sufficient detail, of the evidence the book contains in any of his lengthy public presentations. Instead, it appears he has muddled together the data about changes in the Earth's magnetic field, discussed by Dr. Wood in the WDTTG book, with readings from the RIGS, which are part of the Global Consciousness Project. For an explanation of the Global Consciousness Project 9/11 data, please see the article on their website Formal Analysis, September 11, 2001. Also, a short news item in a YouTube video prediction of September 9/11 gives a good summary of the project. In an interview on Alchemy Radio, dated the 9th of September 2013, approximately 21 minutes into the discussion, Icke says,
"But in terms of meditation and coming together where consciousness connects across the world, you've only got to look at the graphs of what happened on 9/11. When there is technology around the world which is measuring changes in the Earth's energy field, the Earth's magnetic field. And at the time that 9/11 was happening, and that global focus of attention is, this is it, energy go, flows where attention, or energy flows where attention goes, there was this enormous spike in the Earth's energetic field in terms of something impacting upon it. And that was caused by the global attention, negative in this sense, shocking in this sense, emotional shock, that was actually focused on that time when the world was becoming aware that 9/11 was unfolding."
David Icke's backward motion on the truth about what happened on the 11th of September seems to have continued, judging by what he said in an interview with his close associate Richie Allen on the 21st of November 2015.
"We've got to put aside personal desire for fame or ambition.
Petty jealousy,
or,
yeah.
Or I know more than you and all this bloody childish nonsense. We've got to put that aside. And we've got to say, okay, we agree this is happening. We might not agree on the depths of the rabbit hole from which it's happening, and that Icke does seem to be a bit far out in some of what he says. But let's come together on what we agree on, which is, I mean, for instance, 9/11. All we need to agree on about 9/11 is that it was created on purpose to provide the excuse for what has followed. That's all we need to agree on. We don't need to agree on whether this substance brought the towers down or these energy weapons. That might be interesting, but we don't need to agree on that. We don't need to argue over it. We don't need to come into conflict over it like children.
Yeah, it's madness.
All
yeah.
we need to agree on is the obvious. 9/11 was created as an excuse for all that's followed. Okay, got there. Let's move on. And again, it's seeing the picture and not getting caught in the dots and the bubble, because 9/11, Rich, in the alternative media has become for many people a bubble, arguing about whether it's an energy weapon or whether it's this very substance that brought the towers down, whether the planes were this or whether it was a bloody holographic illusion, all this stuff. It doesn't matter. It's interesting, but it doesn't matter. What matters is it was done as an excuse for what has followed.
In his monologue, David Icke casts aside over 7 years of research into the events of 9/11 by a qualified scientist, summarized in a book which he used to sell. He fails to see the importance of the recognition of weaponized free energy technology and how the military-industrial complex connects into the bigger picture of which he himself speaks. Of course, having listened to David's scientific expertise here, I must agree with him that people like me are just childish. The People's Voice. In 2013, there was some excitement regarding a new initiative that David Icke was involved with, The People's Voice, TPV, a web TV channel. This crowd-funded project raised £300,000, but ended a few months later, after a period of considerable acrimony and backbiting. I don't think David Icke was solely to blame for this. I do think the project was derailed, though Icke's reputation was not improved by what happened. I mention The People's Voice because one of his first shows on this new channel was about 9/11. Can you guess who appeared on it? Richard Gage, Jim Fetzer and Kevin Barrett, whose names should be familiar to those who have read other articles in this volume and the previous one. In Chapter 20, I will discuss how I didn't get invited to appear on TPV's first show to speak about 9/11. Perhaps David Icke was getting ahead of the script on the 11th of September research, back in 2002, and so he had to be reined back in. A further discussion of David Icke's research by Richard D. Hall and myself can be found on the Rich Planet website.